Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 2nd, Saturday. Today's topic, is the Lord among us or not? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 18, verses 37 to 50, Exodus chapter 15, verse 19 to chapter 17, verse 7. Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 to 33. Proverbs 6, verses 20 to 26. Now, pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus today is the Lord among us or not? Today's Exodus recorded the Israelites had no water and food three times. Three times they grumbled and quarreled, testing God, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Why the Bible uses testing God to describe the relationship with the Israelites and God? In what kind of circumstances, what kind of act do we do means testing God? Number one, do not believe God is the one who saved you, provide you, listen and answer you, exhorted you. That's from today's Psalm 18, verses 37 to 50. Number two, do not understand even you have God with you, you would still have no water, no food, lacking lots of things. Because God wants to use those time to train your faith so that you experience His salvation and provision, lead you to experience what Psalm 23 verse 1 says, "I shall not want." That's from today's Exodus chapter 15 verse 19 to chapter 17 verse 7. Number three, to grumble and quarrel against God's servants in the midst of lacking something. That's from Exodus chapter 15, 23 to 24. And then the second time, grumbling. Chapter 16, verse 1 to 3. And then the third time, grumbling and quarreling. Chapter 17, verse 1 to 2. And verse 7. May you won't cause grumbling and quarreling against God's servants in your home church so that you can truly experience God with us, God with you, Emmanuel. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us not to cause grumbling and quarreling against God's servants in our home church so that we can truly experience God with us, God with me, Emmanuel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you not cause grumbling and quarreling against God's servants in your home church so that you can truly experience God with us, God with you, Emmanuel? Number two, what is your next step for this to happen? Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.